Blog Talk Radio. worshiping God for who he is. Who he is. Who he is to you. Who he has been to us all. We worship him. We adore him and we thank him. Praise the Lord. We come this morning thanking God for his goodness, thanking him for allowing us to see another day. We tell him, thank you. Thank him, Bill, for just because him being God, for him being our provider, for him reigning in victory, for him taking the sins away from us. We thank him. We give him praise. We give him glory. And we give him honor because of who he is. Hallelujah. That he's already all the things that we need. He already is. All the praise of the Lord. That right there in itself should make you just want to thank him. Hallelujah. If you have found the Lord and your search is over, there's nothing else to accomplish if you have found the Lord. Hallelujah. Because in him there is completeness. Completeness. Praise the Lord. We thank God for being able to assemble here again. I count it as a privilege, even a blessing, that he would bless us to come together and reason in his word. We thank him for the opportunity that he's given us to be better enriched by hearing the word of God. It tells me faith coming by hearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hearing. If we can hear, and that we hear, we receive it, accept it, believe it. Believe it to be as being true. And if you believe that, then it would cause the action to take place. Hallelujah. You'll feel transformation even in your life, in your daily walk with him. Your relationship gets better and better and better. Hallelujah. So it is, we want to talk about, I praise the Lord, the blessing of being found. The blessing of being found. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The blessing of being found. We are over here in Luke, the 15th chapter. We'll start at the first verse. Luke 15, the first verse, and we'll go to God in prayer. Praise the Lord. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for yet another day you blessing us to see another sunrise. We tell you, thank you, Father God. We lay down in faith, hoping and expecting, but God, you made it a reality, we tell you. We looked upon a day that we never seen before, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for you giving us the activities of our lives. We thank you for able to address ourselves and even be enclosed in our right mind, Lord. Thank you. All these blessings you've given us with a new day of mercy and grace, Lord. Now we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke 15 chapter. Luke the 15th chapter. In the first verse, the blessing of being found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, even in our daily endeavors, when we go through and even just when we lose something, there are sometimes almost a panic or a worry comes over us when we lose something. Praise the Lord, and we're searching for it, but it's a great feeling when we find that we are searching for. Hallelujah. We feel blessed when we find something we have been searching for, something that was lost, whether it's glasses, billfold, the car keys, anything you may have misplaced. Praise the Lord. And then when you go to look for it and it's not in the place that it normally is, then you start, trying to remember and wonder, where have I place this time I'm looking for. All the time, we're not careful, it's right before our eyes when we have to laugh at ourselves sometimes when we're searching for something, and it's right there before our eyes. You have glasses you're searching for, and they're right there. Sometimes on your face, or you have them placed on your head and don't realize it, that they're just searching for is right there. So it is. Hallelujah. With these parables, we have God blessing upon Luke 15, chapter the first verse. It says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eat with them." the Pharisees always trying to, entrap Jesus, to have him guilty of something. Hallelujah. The only thing he was guilty of was trying to make mankind better. Hallelujah. Trying to be a rescue for mankind, for us to be redeemed, for give us redemption. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the parable, we had going to talk about this parable of this lost sheep, praise the Lord. And he spake unto them, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing." One thing I like about this here, this when we find that there is a peace, there is a celebration, even within when we find that has been misplaced or lost, when we find that. Praise the Lord. Oh, and I like about this illustration here, it leaves the 99. All other things are put aside, and you look for that is lost, whether it be loved one or object or something you need that, praise the Lord, something you need to get on with your daily activity. But everything stops until you find that. And I like about this here, when he has found that, he picked it up and he put it on his shoulder, rejoicing. I like that about the Lord. When we are lost, he picks us up. Hallelujah. And in other words, he continually to save us from the very effects of evil. Praise the Lord. When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Finding something that has been lost. Hallelujah. Sometimes we ourselves are lost. Hallelujah. Even lost in this race that we try to run. In the midst of trials and tribulations, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves being lost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll find ourselves being lost and looking for direction, trying to see which way to go. Hallelujah. But the blessing of it is when you are found, a celebration will take place. He said, and when he comes home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no need for repentance. They had a problem with Jesus being with the outcast. Oh, hallelujah. They had problems with him being with the unpopular people, but that is where Christian's place should be. Go in the darkest. Hallelujah. That you may light up the place that you are in. Go of those that have need of salvation. Go to those that need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the others that they don't have the need. So why should he be there just sitting back on the glory train and being with those that don't have a need, but rather to set up within themselves self-righteous because they feel like they have need of nothing. But he goes to the poor in spirit. He goes to those that have need and feel like they're pushed aside, and then people step on them all time. Hallelujah. Those that are open and humble, he is at their service that he may lift them up, that he may encourage and strengthen them. Well, heaven rejoices over one that looks back and consider them own selves, and they turn from that which is doing, and they reach their hands out to Jesus, or reach their hand up to Jesus, and Lord, help me. I've fallen, and I need a little help to get up. Here you'll find Jesus, hallelujah, rendering help to those that feel like that they are helpless. Listen, verse 6 again, and when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven. He's telling you right here, over one sinner that repenteth, more than the 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. Hallelujah. And one thing about it, oh, hallelujah, I like how this is a representation of how when we're seeking the Lord, though we feel lost, though we feel separated, though we feel like sometimes we come short of his glory, we've fallen and we feel like we're no more worthy, hallelujah, to be in the family. But I'm so glad in the midst of our looking for that we have lost, we'll find ourselves doing some cleaning. Cleaning in the house. We'll find ourselves moving some things around, looking up under things, even searching our own heart, hallelujah. And we cry out, Lord, give me a clean heart that I may be used in thy service. God, give me a clean heart that I may understand, hallelujah, and see my way clear, that I may enjoy the blessing of being found once again. But have, hallelujah. And verse 9, and when she has found him, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Hallelujah. The blessing of being found. These two parables, both at the end of it, hallelujah, let you know that a celebration has take place. You want somebody else to know that you found that you was looking for. Hallelujah. Come here, woman at the well. She went running, telling everybody about her. She met a man. She found somebody that told her all her business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Found somebody. And when we find the Lord, praise the Lord, there's joy, there's celebration. That's why I like to keep you in remembrance that we should rejoice. Because of who he is, we should rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for we have found a friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Found a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We found someone that can lift my heavy burden. I found someone, hallelujah, that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I found somebody that I can call on. This gives you joy. It's a blessing, the blessing of being found. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessing of being found. Rest in again. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Repenteth. Don't you feel good when you tell the Lord you're sorry and you feel that comfort of his forgiveness? Hallelujah. Sometimes that's why the adversary try to make your heart hard, that you will not go back and ask God for forgiveness. But in that, listen, that right there tells you, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God, and there is joy. They are rejoicing, and if we got any God in us, we should rejoice over when someone said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I was without understanding, but I feel so much better that we have come together. Hallelujah! On one accord, we have come together. That there's peace in my heart. That I was at all with my brother, not at all no more, because we have asked for forgiveness one to another, and we can come together in peace, love, joy, and in happiness. And when we come together this way, God can move in. Hallelujah. Move in and bless us all. We'll be all benefit of it. But that was lost is happy and blessed that it is found. Hallelujah. That is found. That is found. That is found. And he goes on in these parables to talk to, hallelujah, these are symbols here. The parable of the lost sheep is very applicable to the great work of a man's redemption. Praise the Lord. Lost sheep, it represents the sinner as departing from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know how it is. when we're lost, when we're lost, or when we have separated ourselves, there is no peace. When we have separated ourselves, there is no peace. Even growing up and parents trying to tell you the right thing to do, but you think you got it all. You think you got it all and think you know it all, but they're trying to save you from destruction. Oh, hallelujah. They're trying to save you from doing something that will affect you the rest of your life. They're trying to give you some knowledge, a free knowledge. And my mom used to tell me a whole lot of times, bought sense better than told sense. And it took me a while to understand what she was talking about. That bounce sense, that thing that you had to pay for because you did not listen. Trying to give you the knowledge free, trying to show you where the pitfalls are, trying to give you the knowledge that when you should bow down so you don't bump your head, trying to give you things that will help direct you. But when you think you got it all, you lean to your own understanding, then you get into
something, hallelujah, as you and you find yourself like, man, why did I listen to you? Boston. It's better than Trojans. Boston, when you had to pay for it because you didn't listen, when you had to, oh, hallelujah, when it cost you, oh, hallelujah, and it may have cost you more than money sometimes. It may have caused you a broken relationship. It may have caused you to be in division with someone. It may have caused a bad misunderstanding that will take a while, hallelujah, for understanding and peace may abide. It may have caused too much, hallelujah, hallelujah, than you are able to pay. Bone sense. Hey, better than toll sense. And Jesus, he went on with the parable and he started explaining to them, and he said, hallelujah, he said a certain man had two sons. Here in verse 11, 15, Luke 15 and 11, and he said, hallelujah, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. and he divided them his living. This parable of this, many of you know it, maybe can recite it, of this particle son. Oh, hallelujah. Of this, oh, hallelujah. The son felt like he had enough knowledge. He's ready to get out on his own and experience life for himself. Hallelujah. Knowing that here in this parable, he's speaking to them that of the younger son, in which, hallelujah, which his inheritance is to receive less than the elder. But here he felt like he ready to experience life and get out there, hallelujah, and walk really after the flesh more than the spirit. And the younger of them, and it shows how selfish it was, hallelujah, because you shouldn't receive any portion of anyone until they're gone, but he wanted his now. And the younger said of them, said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together. Listen, took it all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. Oh, he just went and just had a good time on the thing that hadn't even earned, hallelujah. But hear how selfish this was, not thinking about how long it took his father to obtain that portion that he had so set aside for him that he could have living after he was gone. But the son wanted it now, and not appreciative of that was given to him. So he just wasted it. But in look at this, he took it all and he went, separated himself into a far country. Here is another illustration how we separate ourselves from God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We separate ourselves, and there wasted his substance and righteous living. Oh, hallelujah. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Oh Lord, you know, him being a Jew shouldn't be even having that job, hallelujah, because the Jews, praise the Lord, they were chosen
people. They were a type of royalty. But when you start to separate yourself, hallelujah, hallelujah, then you're on your way down. You're on your way down. And look at this. His father had much, and he gave to him his portion. And because he didn't appreciate it, how many times that we try to give our children good things that have taken us almost a lifetime to achieve, and we try to pass it along, and if that child don't have a level head or a lot of God in his heart, that he's trying to do the right thing, he or she'll make him shed brownie tears sometimes because they have separated themselves, and they don't care too much about that they got, that was given to them. Oh, hallelujah. So they don't take care of it. He spent all quickly. He spent all. Because he didn't do no saving, because he didn't think about tomorrow, he only thought about his present time and how much fun that he could have. And he separated himself and did all kinds of things. But he did not know that there was a famine around the corner. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. He began to be in want because things that he had was starting to run out. Hallelujah. He even got to a place where he couldn't feed himself anymore. He had to look for shelter, so he joined himself. In other words, his pride had set in at that time and caused him to, hallelujah, not to repent to his father as of yet, but go and try to prepare for, hallelujah, for even to get a little food, to try to have shelter and feed himself. So he joined himself, citizen of that country, and sent him to feed in the fields. I like to say that he separated himself from God to go work in the devil's field. Separated himself, hallelujah, hallelujah, to feed the swine, and he would have filled his, praise the Lord, he would fain have filled his belly with the hump, and the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him, nobody cared for him where he was, because he separated himself from loved ones and friends and support, networking, community, and family. But he went on until where no one knew him. Hallelujah. And he thought he would just get away, hallelujah, and just have all kinds of fun. But be careful how far you run from home. be careful how far you run and what you run into. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But one thing I like about it, as we read on, and when he came to himself, I love it. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. But I like about it, one thing I like about it, he, in the first part of that verse 17, and when he came to himself, oh, praise the Lord. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to eat and to spare. And not only bread, have bread enough, and they are in abundance, because they're in the Father's house. They are in abundance. They are in abundance because hallelujah. They stay with the Father. They have bread enough to eat. When you stay with the Lord, you have bread enough to eat, and even some to spare. When you stay with the Lord and continue to trust in the Lord, you find yourself being the lender instead of the borrower. You find
find yourself when you have prepared and not been so wasteful, and that is your earnings, try to keep your earnings up because you don't know where the famine may be, or don't know where the storm may be, or don't know where the dark clouds may hang that might rob you of that you have been preparing for tomorrow. Hey, hallelujah. But one thing I like about it, he finally came to himself. And so we are when we come to ourselves with the Lord. When we come to ourselves, when we realize that we have drifted away, when we realize we have wronged somebody, when we realize there is necessary and need, I need to go say I'm sorry, I need to repent. Praise the Lord, I need to repent. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants, he reasoned within himself, of my father's house, bread enough and to spare, hallelujah, bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger, I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, am no more worthy to be called thy son. Take me as thy hired servant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, he went off hearty. He went off. He left asking, give me what's mine. And so we already, even our speech messed us up when he started asking for that. We feel like God owes something. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He went out hearty, but he came back humble. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm no more worthy to be called a son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Through his experience, he learned to be humble. Hallelujah. When he started to be in want, when we were separated, hallelujah, in that far country, he found himself to be in want, and he realized that he had to humble himself, and a repentance had to take place. He realized, when he reasoned within himself, he realized, I must, there's some self-inward things that I must do, because I'm almost down here eating with the swine. I almost start partaking of things that wasn't meant for humans to eat, but I came to myself. Hallelujah. Because hunger that took me to a place that I didn't want to go, but I came to myself. No more worthy to be called thy son, and make me one of the highest servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Hallelujah. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again, he was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Listen, they began to be merry, the blessing of being found. I like about it, he said, bring forth the best robe. But see, God did all this. He did all this. He saw him far ways off. This how God does us. His father here in the parable, he was waiting and hoping for and expecting that son to return. He didn't give up waiting, just like God don't give up waiting on us. He's looking for us to repent and come on home. He's looking for us. He's standing there with outstretched arms, looking for us to come on back, come on by. He's looking for us to come to ourselves. He's looking for us hallelujah, to make an action, to move towards, hallelujah, repentance. He said, I will arise and go to my Father. he rehearsed his speech. He was saying, he was reasoning within himself. He was saying, what the thing that I must do, hallelujah, I must go back. I must return, hallelujah, I must return to the Lord. And I like it. God gave him the best robe, which signifies royalty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That robe and I like about it, that ring shows that we are one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the blessing of being found, the blessing of being found, thanking God for who he is, because he is faithful when we're faithless. He is faithful when we're unfaithful. He's loyal. He's just. He's true to us. He's better to us than oftentimes we are to ourselves. But the Father rejoiced, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry, just like it was in the other two parables. The ending of it, when that was lost is found, there was joy and there was celebration. You feel the blessing of being found. God bless you. Hallelujah. God keep you is our prayer, but know this, it is a blessing when you are found. Hallelujah. It is a blessing when you, oh, hallelujah, and it is a blessing when you obey, because when you obey, obedience will bring blessings. God bless you. Hallelujah. God keep you in our prayer. What a goal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't miss the blessing when you are particle, but make sure you return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. We're at the point of our service. Hallelujah. If you want prayer, you want to tell God thank you, you can push the one button. Hallelujah. If you want something to say on the lesson or didn't understand something, you can push the one button. Or if you have a charge to keep and a mighty God to glorify, we'll continue to pray and allow God to have his way. But just remember to love God. Love God and keep looking for him. I see you, hey, Martha, with these golden nuggets that she blesses us with all time. Praise the Lord. Loving perfectly to show his love. Jesus died for us to show our love. We live for him. I know you're right. As we walk with him, keeping ourselves in his love and steeping our minds, thank you, Lord, in his word, we'll reflect more and more of his likeness. We'll still make mistakes, but God is able, praise the Lord, to redeem them and cause good to come out of every situation, for his love always protects and it never fails. Hallelujah. Loving perfectly. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You open, Brother Nutty. Was that a mistake? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Aunt Martha. She also says in the power of God's music, the power of God's music, and that thought in that music washes from the soul the dust of everyday life. Music washes from the soul the dust of everyday life. Make melody in your heart. The power of music that exalts God, lifts our spirits, and grant us peace. Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
pray that let God keep you. Here's our prayer. If there be nothing else, we'll continue to pray and allow God to have his way. Continue to trust God. Continue to hope. Hallelujah. For in your hoping, God will give you peace. Hallelujah. God will give you a best robe when you return to him. Put a ring on your finger and put the peace of the gospel. But give your shoes for preparation. He'll comfort your steps. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. If nothing else, let's continue to pray for one another. And it is by striving we are rewarded. By giving, we receive. It is by coming together that we bring the love of God amongst us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come in the humblest way that we know how, just to say you thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy, thankful how you have blessed us again another day. You have consecrated our minds, our hearts, and to receive and understand your word. We thank you. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing that you would allow us, hallelujah, hallelujah, to come together one more time. Hallelujah, to enjoy the blessing of being found, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to bless us that we may strive. Hallelujah. That we may strive to continue to seek after you, Father. That we may continue to love and adore you, Lord. That we may continue to hope for you. Hallelujah. In our hope for you, we know that we'll find you and we'll receive more of you when we hope for you. We read, Father, that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Bless us, Lord, that we continue to diligently seek you. We love you forevermore. We give your name the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We thank you for it all. Amen. Thank you.